Okay, let's begin. Daf Samach on the base. Let's begin with Iboyeluhu Pesach Shoshtoi B'shoy Mois Hashon B'shinu Bo L'mahu. Here's the Shaila. Pesach, we have a halacha. If you shecht the carbon Pesach B'shoy Mois Hashon L'shem carbon Shlomim, it's kosher. Right, Pesach Shloim L'Shema B'Shoyim Mois Hashon is a kosher. It's a kosher carbon. It turns into a carbon shlom. A very unique halacha. Normally, if you have a carbon and you shecht it Shloim L'Shema, it's possible. If I have a carbon shlomim and I shecht L'Shem carbon oila, it's possible. I shechted a carbon oil shlomim, a carbon oil L'Shem carbon chatas, it's possible. The only exception to shechting carbon Shloim L'Shema to make it kosher is a carbon Pesach, an animal that has been designated as a carbon Pesach, and it's now not Erev Pesach. It is now Sh'or Yimois Hashana, and you shechted Shloim L'Shem Pesach. You shechted L'Shem carbon Shlam. It's a kosher carbon. That is the only halacha. Xeris Hakasav. I don't know the drashas, but that's the halacha. A Pesach B'Shor Yimois Hashana is a kosher carbon. So here the Gemara says, as a spin-off of that shayli, Boyelu Pesach. It's now Shayim Oisashana, and I'm shechting it L'Shem Karban Pesach, but I'm shechting it not for its intended owner. I'm shechting it L'Shem another person who did not pay for this carbon, or who did not have is not counted as part of this carbon Pesach. It could be before Pesach, it could be a month before Pesach, and there's a group of people who are all participated in this carbon, and they're all preparing for Pesach. But it's now, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and I'm shechting this as a carbon Pesach, but I'm not shechting L'Shem the Ba'olim, the people that were meant to, that participated in the purchase, but I'm shechting L'Shem a different group of people. So what is the halacha? Is it a kosher carbon shlomim? Do we say that since it was shechted Shel L'Shem Ba'olim, it automatically turns into a carbon shlomim? Yes or no? So that's more shayla. The Makdash, it doesn't matter. Makdash, they'll mark the shit or Rosh Chodesh Adar. It doesn't make a difference. They'll mark the shit way in advance. Let's see. Iboilu Pesach Shashachtai B'Shoyim Ois Hashana B'Shinui Bolim Mahu. What's in Rosh Shaila? Do we say Shinui Bolim K'Shinui Kodesh Tami, that shechting a carbon L'Shem the different owner, Shinui Bolim, has the same status as Shinui Kodesh, where you shecht the Shlo L'Shem Pesach, where you shecht the L'Shem Shlom. What do we mean? Machshulei, and it's kosher. Oy Dilma, do we say, Oy or not? Now maybe we should read the Rashi's to give a little more elaboration, to be familiar with these concepts. It's a mamash pure. This staff is more kachem than kachem. Okay. It is not more. It's more brisk Torah than kachem. What? I never made it. What?
Brisk and barabach today.
Brisk and barabach. Learning daf yomi. Okay, let's see the Rashi's. The Rashi Pesach Chag Garsin. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before it gets wide, before the bottom. Pesach Shashachtem B'Shem Moshashan L'Mishinu Boy L'Mahu V'Loi Garsin L'Shmoi. Do not be garis L'Shmoi. What's the case? Shchotoy Stam B'Shinu Yibolim. I shechted it Stam. Rashi adds in this Yisoid. This is a Tifa Lomdash Yisoid. We don't need to get into this. But the point is, you shechted it Stam. You didn't think. You just hear this animal has been dedicated, has been purchased and sanctified L'Shem Karbon Pesach. And right now it's Rosh Chodesh Adar. Okay, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar or Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, maybe Rosh Chodesh Nisan is closer. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And you shecht it Stam. The Kohen doesn't have any machshava. The only machshava he has is that I'm slaughtering the animal should go as a credit to my neighbor across the street. Not the people who bought this. Let's say I have three people who purchased this animal, L'Shem Karban Pesach, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. The Kohen shechts it, I'm going to shecht it, whatever it's for. I'm not having any kavana, no tifa kavanas. This animal has been purchased has been set aside for a purpose. Whatever its purpose is, I'm not thinking about that. But I don't want it to go for the credit of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. I want it to go to the credit of Yehuda.
Right, so, I don't understand how the
Kohen
shechts the
behemoth
without knowing what it's for.
Maisa Shehoi, asked the same question yesterday. That's the whole sugi of Kachem. That is Masechta Zvachim, Masechta Menachah, Zehu. That's the way it is. The Kohen did it. Ma'aseh shehoye kachoye. He makes a statement. I know that this animal was purchased by Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. I don't care. I want this. That I'm going to slaughter the animal. It should be for whatever it's for. For Yehuda. So what? Now, when is he doing this? He's doing this on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yeah. Now, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not exactly Erev Pesach. It's 15 days. It's 14 days early. So what is the Shaila? So Shashachto Stam Shinui Balim Yishel Shinui Balim Shal Ruvin Haya. Okay. So here he gives. I told you Yehuda, but he gives the names. Shal Ruvin Haya Ushchato L'Shem Shimon Avaloi Okar Shem Pesach Nimenu. You do not change its status. So what is the halacha? Do we say it's Kishinui Balim? Do we say it has a status of Shinui Balim Shaloi L'Shmo? And Mimela, or do we say no? Or do we say that it's Shinui Balim, and it's like Shlo Lashmo, and Shinui Baalim Paisel? Now he's already going back into the Gemara. Okay, so let's go read the Gemara. Now that we have, okay, just the Chazav, let's read the Gemara. Iboilu one more time. Pesach Shashachtoi B'Shei Mos Hashanah B'Shinui Balim Mahu. Do we say Shinui Baalim when you shecht the Shem Shimoin? We change from Reuven Levi Hudi to symbol to Reuven and Shimon. The animal was owned by Reuven, and you're shechting l'shem Shimon. So the shayla is: do we say shinui ba'olim kishinui kodesh tami umachshir? Just like if it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if you would take a carbon pesach and you would shecht it l'shem shlamin, it would be a kosher carbon shlamin. So now when I shecht it l'shem Shimoin instead of L'Shem Reuven, it's a kosher carbon shlamin. And my nafkamina is that the ba'olim, you can eat it. It can be eaten, and the blood can be sprinkled, and the emurim can be burnt on the mizbeach. Machshulein, it's kosher, oilo or not. Our papa answered the question. Amiti l'shmaitz kamed rava. And he said as follows: Hoil since v'shinui kodesh poisel bizmano. And what does that mean? Let's say it's erev Pesach, mamish bizman. It's erev Pesach. It's Yud Al Nisan. It's after Chatzos, and you have in front of me a carbon Pesach, right? That's a simple case. I have in front of me a carbon Pesach. It's erev Pesach, Yud Al Nisan, after Chatzos, and the kohen says, you know what? I will not shech this animal l'shem carbon Pesach. Instead, I'm going to shecht it l'shem carbon shlamin. What is the halacha? The carbon is pasul. L'may nafkamina, you're not allowed to take the blood that you collect from in the mizrach and do zrika. You're not allowed to take the emurim and burn them on the mizbeach. You're not allowed to eat the basar. The carbon is pasul because it's erev Pesach and you have in front of you a carbon Pesach and you're shechting it shaloi l'shma. Not for the purpose of Pesach, but for the purpose of Shlamim.
And it's a complete loss to the owner.
What?
Total loss to the owner.
It's a total loss to the owner, yes. Shlo l'shmo b'zmano.
Can't even give the basa to his kelach.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's kodesh. It's psul mikdashim. Has to be destroyed. So here we have the halacha b'zmano paisel, but... So, and what else? What's another halacha? Let's say again, it's Erev Pesach, and the person who owns this Pesach is Reuven, and Erev Pesach after Chatzos, and I shecht it l'shem Shimon. What is the halacha? What is the halacha? It's pasul, right? It's not the animal was purchased. Is it L'Shem Pesach by Reuven? And the Kohen slaughters it Erev Pesach L'Shem Shimon. What do you do with the dam? Spill it out. What do you do with the basar? You burn it. You don't put it on the Mizbeach. The basar is asur. So we have over here two halachas which are identical Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, if I have a machshava L'Shloi L'Shma, instead of Pesach, but...
How does that concur with the Gemara that we learned 2 days ago that somebody who's... Never mind.
Okay, let's see for one more line. That'll be maybe a little clearer. So, Hoyl says, V'shinui kodesh poisel bizmanoi, V'shinui ba'olim poisel bizmanoi. So now let's compare the case of ba'olim to the laws of Shinui kodesh. Mashinui Kodesh Poistlo Bezmanoi. However, this is a unique halacha to Karban Pesach. Machshiroi La'achar Zmanoi. And what does that mean? It means if it's not Erev Pesach, it's after the Zman. Okay, I told you before it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's the same halacha. Let's say it's after the Zman. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh Iyar. It's Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And I take this Karban Pesach and I slaughter it L'shem Karban Shlomim. So it's an incredible chiddush. If you have a machshav on a Karban Pesach L'shem Shlomim, it's a kosher Shlomim. Which means you can proceed. You can do Zrika, you can do Haktorah, and you can eat the Basa. But if I were to take my Karban Pesach on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, for whatever reason I was not makriv it, it got lost, it ran away. I was not makriv my Karban Pesach. And now it's Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And I take my Karban Pesach and I bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and I shech, and I give it to the Kohen. The Kohen says, L'shem Mitzvahs Karban Pesach, L'shem Karban Pesach. And he does the Shlita, and he's Mekabel the Dam. What is the status of the Karban? It is 100% Pasul. 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 The blood has to be spilled. The mimur may not be put on the mizbeach, and the bolam may not eat it. But if I take my Karban Pesach and instead of slaughtering it l'shem Karban Pesach, I'm mishane and I slaughter it l'shem shlamim, it's kosher. So that's a unique halacha to Karban Pesach. When you slaughter a Karban Pesach shaloi l'shmo, not for its purpose, shaloi bezmano, it becomes kosher. So we want to suggest that if I take the Karban Pesach and I slaughter it shaloi l'shem Ruvain, but l'shem Shimon, shaloi bezman, meaning Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that should make it into a kosher Karban Shlomim. That's our suggestion. So one more time, those words in the three lines from the bottom. Mashinui Kodesh shepoisloi bezmanoi. But if I have that zelba machshava of l'shem shlomim machshiroi le'achar zmanoi, so the Gemara is suggesting afshinui ba'olim, if I have kavan l'shem shimoin instead of l'shem ruvein bizman, which makes such a place like bizmanoi, I will have machshav l'shem shimoin and not l'shem ruvein. It should be machshav sul ba'olim shepoisloi bizmanoi machshiroi le'achar zmanoi. That is the Gemara shailam. So the Gemara says, "V'omar li." So this is what our Papa said. Our Papa said to in the Kamei Derav, "V'omar li." Rabbi said to our Papa, "Rav Papa, you're making a big mistake. You can't compare the case of Shinui Ba'olim to the case of Shinui Kodesh. It's true if you shecht a Karban Pesach Shinui Kodesh l'shem Shlomim chutz l'zman." It's kosher. But that is not relevant to Shinui Ba'olim. Why? Because there are four fundamental differences between Shinui Ba'olim and Shinui Kodesh. If you just came to learn these four things, it was kedai to come tonight. These four you say this. You always have to ask yourself, what are you coming for? When we don't do, hold off. So you might as well come away with a yesoid. At least you learn every daf, you learn a yisoy, it's also kedai. So the Gemara is the Amalei Loi, you can't compare. Iyam Marta b'Shinui Kodesh, you know why Shekeim Slu B'Gufay. Shinui Kodesh, serious business. Because the Shinui in the Guf, the Chevtza, Kedis Alam Shabris, he said they're learning Bris, the Bris in Barapak. The Shinui Kodesh did in the Chevtza, in the animal. The Chevtza is more of a problem. Whereas, Shinui Ba'olim, there's nothing wrong with the animal, it's absolutely Gavra. Chitzonius, the person who is shaychus to this, that's not so serious. That is not a significant thing which will change the status of the carbon into a different type of carbon which will become kosher when it's not Erev Pesach, when it's Shoyim or Sashana. That's number one. So lo im atim shinu kodesh shakeim psula begufay. Number two, the yeshnoi bi arba avoidais. Another beautiful yesoid. This concept, if you have a kavana that instead of being a carbon Pesach, it should be a carbon shlomim, that works. To change the status of the carbon, any one of the four avodas, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika. Whereas, get a load of this. This is the chiddush. Not every little kid knows this. When it comes to shinui ba'olim, only in zrika, the only time a machshav for the wrong guy. If I shecht it for the wrong person, it's okay. If I do kabbalah for the wrong person, it's okay. I do halacha for the wrong person, it's okay. The only time the shinui bolim, if I have kavana for the wrong guy, is a problem, is by the zrika, because the zrika is what gives kapara to the bolim. So the yeshiv me'avavodos, whereas shinui bolim is only by zrika. Number three, nuchedish, the yeshiv liachamisa. Now, what does it mean liachamisa? Liachamisa means, let's say the person who owns the carbon dies. He's no longer in this world. Who yarshins the animal? The child. And the child goes and he brings it to the kohen. He tells the kohen, this animal was donated by the father. He's no longer here. But it's a carbon. It's a carbon shalom. We want you to slaughter it. And the kohen takes it and he says, instead of slaughtering this l'shem Ruvain, who died, I'm going to offer instead of offering l'shem shlomim, whatever. Ruvain was makdish, a carbon, for argument's sake, carbon shlomim. Okay, carbon shlomim. Ruvain dies. And now his son, Ben Ruvain, has in front of him the animal. He goes to the base time and says to the Kohen, look, I got an animal. Animal has marked all over that this animal is a carbon shlomim. Can you please be back of it? Because whatever. So halach is, yeah, of course, that's halach, even though the person died and he doesn't need it anymore. Because in Shemayim, they don't need what goes on here in this world for people. It's already a person's credit card expired. Once the person dies, that's it. All the credit cards are cancelled. Right? So there's no need to bring karbanos for the dead. So the person died, he has an animal, as soon as they bring it to the kohen, so the kohen brings it. And the kohen says, what is it? It's a shlomim. And the kohen shechs it, l'shem chatos. So what is the halacha? Pasul. Pasul, pasul, pasul. The blood has to be spilled, the worm has to be burned, the whole thing is pasul. And what does the child do? Says, you blew it. You blew it, man. You blew my carbon, my father's carbon. So what does the child have to do? The assets of the father are responsible to pay to bring another carbon, l'shem shlomim. Now, that only time it becomes disqualified is when the kohen was machshiv, instead of it being l'shem shlomim, he had a kavana for a different carbon. Yeah. But let's say when you give it to the kohen, you say, kohen, here's the shlomim, be machshiv my father, Ruvain, who's no'ilam o'emes. And the kohen says, no'ilam o'emes, there are people in this world that need help. I'll be makrifil to shame someone here in this world.
Right.
So you did a shimi ba'olim. You blew it. You blew it. Mm-hmm. It's not possible. Mm-hmm. It's not. So you see another weakness. Achar misa, if the coin is makrif shinui kodesh, it's a problem. Achar misa, if the coin is makrif shinui ba'olim, it's not a problem. So the yeshna liachar misa, shinui kodesh achar misa. The yeshna, what's the last, the fourth halacha? Beit siber kibiyachet. Let's say you have a carbon oil that belongs to the tzibur, right? You have a carbon chatas, the oil, tamid shel shachar. And the kohen was on duty that morning, the whole klal yishol is waiting for the kohen to be makir, the tamid shel shachar, and the carbon oil, and the kohen, the shemazel, and it says that they makir this, tamid, not l'shem oil, l'shem chatas. So he blew it. He blew it. So the whole klal yishol doesn't get credit. So you have to go bring another tamid shel shachar, because the kohen he is makir for the wrong type of carbon. But let's say the kohen says, I don't want to be machshiv for klal yishol. I want to be machshiv for someone else. No such thing. A carbon tzibur, it's not shaykh for you to be mishana, because it belongs to the whole klal yishol. The whole concept of shinui bolim doesn't exist by a carbon tzibur. By a carbon yachid, it's for you, not for you. For him, not for him. By a carbon tzibur, it's shaykh to the ganz klal yishol. So it's not shaykh by a carbon tzibur, a concept called shinui bolim. The yeshnei b'tzibur v'yachid, the toimar b'shini bolim. Number one, the einoi b'sula b'gufoi. Number two, v'einu b'yabavodis. Number three, v'einu l'achamisa. Number four, v'einu b'tzibur k'biyachid. Okay, so we're in business here. So now we have four. So then the gemara goes backtrack. Now here's a very important gemara. The gemara says, I want to apologize to you. I told you something that's not 100% accurate. V'yavagav detarte lav dafka. From the four things, I just told you now that there are four things. Gotta wake up over here.
Yeah.
It's a long day. You're very, very tired. I believe me, I'm just sorry. I should let you go. Sorry.
No.
I know how you feel. Believe me, I fall asleep at least once a day. I fall asleep.
You're lucky.
At least, sometimes three, four times a day. But at least once a day, I fall asleep. So the Rebbe says, Toimar!
So, yeah.
So the Gemara says, "V'yavagav de tarti lav dafka, tarti miyadafka." There are four things here in the Gemara, and the Gemara now apologizes. From the four things, two of them are lav dafka.
Yeah.
In other words, when we're trying to compare, the Shinui Kodesh is much more severe than Shinui Balim. We've given four examples. The Gemara's and the four examples, two of them are not true. One and two, they're not true. Number one, I told you, is that Shinui Kodesh is a psul in the Heftza, whereas Shinui Baalim is a psul in the Gavra. So long comes the Gemara's real lumdus. This is like real spitz, brisk lumdus. What difference does it make? Gavra, Heftza, Heftza, Gavra. It's all in your mind anyway. You didn't do anything to the animal. The animal is here. Did you do a good Shechita?
Yeah.
You did a good Shechita. Did you do a good Kabbalah? Yeah. Did you do good Zrika? Yeah. Did you do good Halacha? Yeah. Everything is good. So what's that? This example, I was Mishan in my Machshav was, it shouldn't be a carbon or Pesach. It should be a carbon Shlamim. And the other example, instead of it going for Reuven, it should go for Shimon. It's all in your mind. Just because there was a Machshav, one Machshav was Binogea, the Chefza, and one Machshav was Binogea, the Gavra. That is insignificant. And if you'll tell me that you have an example where the person who owns the carbon is an Orel, he never had a bris smila. And the other example, the carbon has a blemish. Oh. Or you didn't do a good shechita. You did a shechita, instead of cutting once, two simim, you cut only one simim. If you do a mais and cheftza, and there's a problem with the ba'olim is not a kosher yid, he's a apostle. Okay, then maybe I can understand the zechlev to the cheftza and the guy, when the cheftza is stronger than the guy. But here, there's no problem. Everyone is a good person. The animal is a good animal. Right. And the only problem is the koyin has been machashev, different machshavas. So the Gemara says, this chilik is not machalik.
This what?
Chilik.
Yeah.
It's not machalik. Mm-hmm. It's a difference that doesn't make a difference. So therefore the Gemara says, yeah, the number one, what are we going to deduct? The maishna shili balim. Why did you tell me that shili balim is insignificant? The loyavi psula begufoi. Why the psuloi machshava ba'olmi? It's just a psul in thought. For the same money, shinui kodesh nami psuloi machshava ba'olmi. Number two, the su number. This other hard yom hashinu ba'olim in the lechamisa. What was issue number three? Okay, issue number three was that when it comes to shinui kodesh, let's say you give it to the kohen. I give the animal. Let's say the person's father died. And the father left over the Yerusha an animal that has been earmarked l'shem of carbon. And you give it to the kohen. And the kohen says, by the way, what is this? And you say, it's a carbon oila. Kohen, pay attention. And the kohen says, okay, I'm akiv it now l'shem carbon achatas. So what do we learn? He blew it. The kohen blew it. He blew it. What happens to the carbon? The carbon becomes pasul. But let's say the kohen says, oh, who's this for? Oh, this is for Reuven. Okay, so I'm going to be back with the Shem Shimon. Did he blow it? No, he didn't blow it. It's still a kosher carbon. So the Gemara says, guess what? Not everyone agrees to that principle. Not everyone is masking to this. What about Rav Pinchas? The Taki is a Shinui Balim Yachamisa. Michael Neymar, he holds that it is, if you give it to the Kohen, and the Kohen says, instead of Machvel Hashem Ruvein, who died, is Machvel Hashem Shimon, who's Hashem Shimon, who's alive. What is the halacha? It's pasul. It's pasul. And the carbon cannot, you can't eat the basar. And you have to bring a new carbon with new money. So therefore, Michael Emanuel, so it comes out that these two...
But who has been the car? Who has bought the car?
The estate. The estate of the father. Not his the assets.
Kohen? Not the Kohen?
Malpractice insurance, no. All Kohanim have insurance. They have malpractice insurance. So it's Taka Sugi. Why Taka doesn't the Kohen have to do? The Kohen was negligent. Yes, the Kohen should pay out of his own pocket.
How do you know Machshava the Kohen?
What?
How do you know Machshava the Kohen
had? He tells us. He admits. He confesses. He can, or according to some Rishonim, I just hope the sling doesn't come down on us.
Nah, don't worry.
Look, there are any cracks. What? Not a chance. This is star. Ice and star.
That one.
Or what about? That's why I'm singing the pole, right? Just in case. And what about? What about?
Estate has insurance.
What about? So according to our pin cost, there is no difference. So how can you go tell me that we have four differences? I'm showing you that difference number one is not a difference because the chilik between machshava and chefsa, it's all in the mind. Doesn't make a difference. And as far as number three is concerned, it's not true. The same way the carbon is possible if the kohen brings it l'shem, the wrong carbon, it's possible if the kohen brings it for the wrong person. So Michael and Amos, if it comes over here, so the Apinchos Yom HaBerid Rav Yami Diyom HaYeshin Yabayim Lachal Lachamis of Michael and Amar. But however, even though Taka, we're going to knock off two, but two remain standing. Tartan Yedachin. There are two. What are the two that we're left with? Number one, Dalit Avoidois. Shinui Kodesh is Yeshna in Shchita Kabbal Loch and Zrika. Whereas Shinui Bolin is only by Zrika. And number four, Tzibur and Yachid. Shinui Kodesh applies to the Tzibur, whereas Shinui Bolin, the concept of Shinui Bolin, does not apply to the Tzibur. But Tartan Miyodafka Ninu. So the Gemara says you're right. Elam Apal, Elam Rava, Rava. So therefore, back with that. Therefore, what does Rava say to Rav Pincha? To say to Rav Papa, Rav Papa, what was like? What was to you the Shaila? What was our Shaila? It's now Achar Pesach. It's Pesach is long over. It's Chodesh Iyar. I have in front of me a carbon Pesach, a leftover carbon Pesach that for whatever reason was not slaughtered, and the Kohen shechs it stam l'shem Pesach, but he has kavana that I want credit to go to accrue to Shimon, not to Reuven. Mm-hmm. Do we say that the Shinui Ba'olim is so significant it changes its status as a carbon Pesach into a carbon Shlom and it's kosher? Just like if it would be Chodesh Iyar and you would shech l'shem Shlom instead of l'shem Pesach, it would be kosher. So along came Rav Papa. Papa said l'chored it's a kosher carbon, because since there's something called Shinui Kodesh and there's something called Shinui Ba'olim, just like Shinui Kodesh makes the carbon kosher, Shinui Ba'olim also makes
so
the carbon kosher.
What do you do with it after Pesach?
It turns into a shlamim, we said. Shlamim.
Even if he had dasa, it should be paid.
But that's what we're discussing over here. That's exactly the case. That's the whole topic of the Gemara. You must have kavana l'shem carbon shlam. If you don't have kavana l'shem carbon shlam, if you don't have kavana l'shem pesach, it's puzzle. It's puzzle. The kavana was l'shem carbon shlamim. And that's why it's because so the Gemara is suggesting, just like when you have kavan l'shem carbon shlamim, it's kosher. So too when you have kavan l'shem shimoin, it's also kosher. Along came Rava, and Rava said to Rav Papa, you know what you're talking about. How dare you compare the case of Shinui Ba'olim to the case of Shinui Kodesh? There are four differences between the two. And even though Rava backtracked and he said that from the four, there are really only two differences, but the bottom line is there are two significant differences. So you can't compare the case of Shinui Ba'olim to the case of Shinui Kodesh. Only when you mishan in Kodesh from Pesach to Shlom is a kasha. But if you mishan if moving to Shimon, it should be possible. It should remain in the status of a carbon Pesach. If you shech the carbon Pesach, l'shem Pesach, l'shem Yisashana, it's possible. So therefore, Elam Rava, Rava Taka says it's possible. Rava says Pesach Shachtoi. If you shecht a carbon Pesach, l'shem carbon Pesach, b'shor yimoy sashana on the rest of the year, b'shinui balim. Instead of Reuven, you shecht l'shem Shimon. Nase kimish ein loy balim b'zmano. It's just like you shecht an erev Pesach b'zman shaloy l'shem balim for no one, for the wrong people. Upasul, and it's going to be possible.
Yeah, not at the right time. I don't see how to shock.
What?
I don't see how shach. I can't be massacred how shach.
What?
In Kislev,
please keep it off. Because there's only few people over here now, and it turned out it's very noisy. It's very hard to talk. When Maariv comes, there's only two people here. We can rely on one air conditioner. For Mincha Maariv, more people come, then they turn it on. So that's my source. Listen, we're dealing with technicalities. My source, kachaya. Listen, you never get mixed. I walked down the street this morning, diving, and a guy stops me on this and he says to me, what's today? Is today Tuesday or Wednesday? I'm serious, this morning.
Yes,
so I said to him, today is Tuesday.
I didn't
trick him. So people get mixed up. The coin, he woke up, he got mixed up. He didn't know if it's now Pesach or it's Chodesh Iyar. Next Gemara. So that concludes the Sugya. This concludes the Sugya, beautiful Sugya of Shchotoi b'shor yimoy sashana l'shinui ba'olim machlokes Rav Papa and Rava b'falpel. In the process, we bring out a chiluk between Shinui Kodesh and Ba'olim. Four differences. There's only two differences. Good. Right. New sugya. Shchotoi shloil oichlof. Now we go. We learned this part. We learned yesterday. Your person shechs to compass a shloil oichlof. If I'm shechting this for people who are not able to eat, in other words, I only want sick people, people who are vegetarians, people who are allergic to meat. Choyle or Zokin, a person that's a Zokin or Choyle, Shchata Shloy Lechlov or Shloy Lemnuyov, or for people that are not counted. There's a halacha that you must be counted.
Yeah.
Count and be counted. Mm-hmm. You have to be part of the group. So therefore, the Amshachtin, only the people across the street who are not part of this Chevra, it's no good. Or let's say Shchata Shloy Lechlov or Shloy Lemnuyov or La'arelim, you know, this Pesach goes to the credit of people that did not have a Bris Milah. Puzzle, because that's one of the preconditions to bring a Karban Pesach. You must have a Bris Milah. Not only that, if you have a son, or a slave, an Eved Kanani that did not have a Bris Milah, you can't bring a Karban Pesach. You got to make sure all the people that you are responsible for that have a Bris Milah, you're not allowed to eat Shecht your Karban Pesach until yourself and your sons and your slaves all have a Bris Milah. V'chol Orel lo yoichal bo. And we have a drasha, even if it's not you, if it's your child or your slave, you are responsible. You can't eat the Karban Pesach.
So Evan Ivry doesn't have to bring a carbon?
Evan Ivry is a regular, full-fledged Jew. What do you mean?
You said
Evan Ivry is an Evan. You're not responsible for Evan Ivry. Evan Ivry is just a worker. Evan Ivry, you have no responsibility to it. You have to be good and you have to tevel imach, but you're not really responsible for the bris milah. But let's say for yourself, if a koyim shechts the Karban Pesach for people that did not have a bris milah, vayitu ula tmeim. So we gave four examples. Okay, it's a very good gemara, four in the Mishnah, four examples. Shaloi lo eichlav, people who can't eat because they're sick or they are old. Number two, they're not part of the group. They were not included in the minyan for this group. You have to register to join the Karban Pesach. Number three, an orel. Number four, someone who is tamei. So what is the halacha? Pasul. The Karban Pesach is pasul. The kohen is not allowed to proceed and do zrika and burn the emurim, and no one is allowed to eat the meat. Vita. Let's say the kohen is a very complicated person, and he has a double kavana. I'm doing the shechita, l'shem, three people. Two of them can eat, but there's one guy, he doesn't have teeth, he can't eat. Lo'eichlav, v'shaloi lo'eichlav. The people that can eat, and there's one guy, he just had root canal, his teeth are not really, they're not ready for action yet, so he's not going to be included. I'm having a kavanah of him as well. So does that machshava, or shaloi lo'eichlav, ruin it for the machshava, for the people that you have kavanah for who can eat it? Or, let's say, lo'eichlav, v'shaloi lo'eichlav, limenuyav. There are five people I'm shachting it for. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisrael. Five people. And Reuven is not part of this group. He's from across the street. Lemenuyav, Vishaloy Lemenuyav. Or Lemulin, there are five people. Four of them have a bris milah. But guess what? Levi never got a bris milah. Lemulim, Ularele. There are five people. Let's say Yehuda. Oh, let's say one of the people is Tame. One of the five people is Tame. Litzmeim l'tuharim. So what is the halacha? So this is very important, because this Mishnah is in direct contrast to the previous Mishnah from yesterday. Yes, there we have a double machshava. At least in two avodah, is it according to Rabbi Yosef, even one avodah. And one of the machshava, shaloi l'shma, it's possible. Even one little mashu of shaloi l'shma ruins it. But when it comes to a machshava of one of these type of machshavas of a tamei in orel lo'eichlav lo'eleminuyav, it's kosher, as long as someone in the group is tahar, has a bris milah, is eligible to eat, and his part was counted, was registered, he will save the whole Pesach. It's a kosher Karban Pesach. Kosher.
For everyone or for so
the only five? No. Only for those that, of course, that can eat.
Oh, but so that means he has to eat five kesaisim.
Well, he eats what he can eat. You're not allowed to eat a rachil gasa. If it'll be nicer, it's nicer. You're not responsible. You do the best that you can do. Yeah, he doesn't have to eat five kesaisim. He can. Make a right then, you can eat. You have to eat the last kesaisim. You eat the whole, whatever you want, whatever portion you want to eat. And the last kesaisim, you have to eat a la soiva. But you can't overdo it. One kesaisim is the minimum. You don't have to eat only one kesaisim. You can eat 10 kezesim, as long as it's latte oven, and as long as it's not an achila gasa, gezundet. So if he can eat it, gezundet. If he can't eat it, so he can't. Many people, it appears in the Gemara, that they first had a meal, they had a regular meal, and they ate their fill, and then they ate the Karban Pesach as pretty much dessert, to fill to the last thing, to fill up their stomach, and that was L'shem Mitzvah's Karban Pesach. It doesn't seem that they ate, that was the only thing that they ate. They eat other things, like we do today. Today you eat afikoymin, is zeich l'karim pesach. That's the last thing. Okay, vayta. Look, example. Kainu alacha. Let's at least turn the page. Shchotoy kodem chatzos. Let's say you shachted before chatzos. That's not the zman pesach. Zman pesach is after chatzos. Shchotoy kodem chatzos. Pasul. If you shachted before chatzos, pasul. Mishum shneimar. Bein arbayim. No, that's poshet. Okay, that's not a big chiddush. Shchotoy kodem l'tomer shel klukash. Oh, it's after chatzos. So we learned yesterday or 2 days ago. Yuuchar dova shneimar boy bo erev bein arbayim. L'dova shleimar boy elo bein arbayim. The Pesach always comes after the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim. You mark the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim, and then you mark the Pesach. There's a whole Shiloh, what about the Menorah and the Ketores? That's not our sugi now, but everyone agrees, less from the Polik, that the Pesach comes after the Tomid Shel Bein Harbayim. Let's say you blew it. You shachted it before, but you didn't do the Zrika. Okay? So you're in good shape still. There's still you can salvage. I did the shechita before the shech tamish al ben harbayim. So what do? Collect the blood and stir the blood. Stir the blood. Make sure the blood does not congeal until you shech the tamish al ben harbayim and you do zrika. And then you'll take the blood and you'll do zrika. So shechata yikait mu tamish al ben harbayim. It's okay. Kosher. It's good. But just do one thing. Just make sure someone should stir the blood. Don't do zrika right away. Stir the blood. Prevent it from congealing. Let's say you even messed that up. You batched that up as well. You do the zrika on the tamid on the Karim Pesach before you do the tamid. Bidiyaved. If you blew it and you did shechita on the Pesach before the tamid shel ben arbayim and you did the zrika as well, it's also kosher. What does it mean in the Mishnah? I already told you what this means. It means l'shem choyleh. Someone who's ill. Or l'shem zaken, or an older person, a zaken who can't eat. Ketzach shloy l'menuyav nimdu olav chavura. It's a chavura. We say in Lakewood, you go and they have chaburos. That's not really grammatically correct. It's really a chavura. A chavura means a punch. It means a wound where blood comes out. A chavura means a group of people. Okay, that's not the way we say it today. You have to do what the Olam does, but you should be aware in the back of your mind that the correct pronunciation is chavura, with a vey, is not a beis. So let's say keita shalom nu yav nimnu olam chavura zo ushchate l'shem chavura acheres, and you shechta for the different group. That is automatically that's called shaloy l'menu yav. So that's puzzle, but if it's part and part, it's going to be okay. How do we know these two halachas? Okay, you say this to a halacha. How do the halacha that if you shach karm pesach shaloi leichlav shaloi lemenu that it's going to be kosher? B'michsas nefashes. Okay, that is a very important word. The whole pasuk reads dim yimat habayis miyos miseh. I'm reading the pasuk. If the bayis is too small for one seh, in other words, you have a seh, the seh can feed 10 people, and your house only has 3 people. So what do? The seh is large enough to feed 10 people. Lu yitzuya. A sheep.
10 people.
Everyone's on a diet. Okay, whatever the case is. Whatever the case is, you have a sheep you can feed a certain amount of people, and you only in your household, you only have 1 or 2 people. So what do? Stay in the pasuk. You and your neighbor, your next door neighbor, and what in the world does that mean? That's a very unusual word. That's not part of our vocabulary. So it means, according to Mori, according to the counting, the number of souls. Ish lefi achloi tochosu alaseda. The word tochosu also means to count. So the same sherish. Talk about b'michsas molamish ena pesach nishchad elo leminuya of those that are counted. Yochel, I would think shechatoi shloi leminuya. I would think that if you slaughter it shloi leminuya, if you slaughter it for the people that are not counted, yehei keoiver al hamitzvah, you should be considered as if you did an avera. If you slaughter it, shaloi lemnuyav, the kosher, and it's kosher. So in other words, let's say you blow it. The kohen shechts the carbon shaloi lemnuyav. Okay, so you oiver na vera, oiver na say. but it's still a kosher, a carbon. There are many examples where you shecht a carbon and you do it wrong, it's still a kosher carbon. The word is repeated twice. Da'kosef shona lov la'akev. And that pasuk I read you, b'michsas nefashos, ish lefi ochloi tochoisu. It's repeated twice to teach you that it's ma'akev. Okay, answer number two. Rabbi Yoimer, loshoin sursehu. Now this means, ka'odam surse means Aramaic. Surse, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says surse arami. Surse is a fancy word for Aramaic. Chachmeh umos karun loy linga. And what does that mean? Who? Ka'odam shoimer lachaveroi koisli tlezeh. Slaughter for me this tleh. So what is he coming to tell us? Shechoit lememra debeshas shchit etzarch lishis gavein liminuyav. He's teaching another halacha. This is unrelated to what we just learned. Now he's teaching you two halachas. We just finished learning the halacha that in order to be part of the group, every Karan Pesach you must be counted. You must register. Number and the fact that the Torah said it twice, tochoisu and nichsas. It's teaching you that's ma'akev, and when the kohen does shechita, he must have kavan l'shem the menuyav. Now we're also learning another halacha, being that the word tochosu in Aramaic, which is a cousin language of Lashon Kodesh, and many times in Chazal we make drashos from words in the Torah which have other meanings in other languages, especially Aramaic. Tochosu means to shecht, slaughter, which means that it's critical that the group already be registered b'shas t'shchita. In other words, let's say Yistam Yishecht the Karban Pesach, Yishecht it. And then the blood's in the basin, and you're stirring the blood. Oh, you know, I forgot to get a group for my Karban Pesach. Anyone out there need a Karban Pesach? Raise your hands. Okay, so Rabbi Yitzhak, all five of you can be part of this Karban Pesach that I'm stirring. It's too late. You already have to be registered for the Karban Pesach b'shas t'shchita. How do we know that? Because it says tochoisu alaseh. If you just take the word literally translated to be counted, so I can be counted until the very last one, until the zrika. I do zrika, I can be counted. Being that the Torah says the word counting and it used the word, an unusual word, of tochoisu, and in Aramaic the word tochoisu means to eat, to slaughter, it means to slaughter. It means to slaughter, that's what it means in Aramaic. It means to slaughter. So it's teaching you, incidentally, that you have to already be counted to Karban Pesach b'shas demaisa shchita. This is the chiddush of Rabbi Loshon Sirusi, Kodem Shem L'Chaveroi, Koisli Tlezeh, slaughter for me this Tleh. So Ashkecha and Shloi Lemnuyav, Shloi L'Oichlov Minolon. So very nice and fun. We learned over here, these words teach us this concept, Lemnuyav, Tochoisu, to be counted. How do we know the halacha that if the Kohen slaughters the carbon, Shloi L'Shem Oichlov, people who are unable to eat the Choyler Zakein, Minolon, Amakra, Ish, Lefi, Achloi. The word Achloi, Tochoisu, it says with Achloi next to the word Tochoisu, Iskash, Eichlin, Leminuyav, according to how much he eats. That how many people shall be counted on this Karban Pesach? How much can you eat? Eat 5 kezesim, 3 kezesim, the animal has 20 kezesim. So make sure every kezais of the animal is accounted for based upon a person's appetite and his ability to consume good meat. So it says ochloi, and ochloi is right next to tochosu, so makish achilu to tochosu, just like tochosu is ma'akev. When the koyein does the shchita, he must have kavana b'shas the shchita. He must have kavana b'shas the shchita, it should be l'shem minuyav. And the word oichel is chukash to the word tochoisu, so too when the kohen does the shkita, it's ma'ake that he have kavana that it be slaughtered l'shem the oichlof. Okay, so we're in business. New Gemara. Here we go to now. This starts a new sugya. And this sugya goes all the way until the next daf samach beis. So if we don't get there, at least get the yisoides. What's the shayla? Here we go. Shchotoy lemulin al menas sheyischapu bo arelin. Here's the case. A person shechs it lemulin. I do the shechita. While I'm doing the shechita, having kavan, I'm shechting it for people that have a bris milah. Everyone in the group has a bris milah. But while I'm doing the shechita, my kavana is that when it comes to the zurika, I want people who are arelim shall also get credit for the Karban Pesach. So this is like a case of mechashvin me'avoida le'avoida. We learned this yesterday. You're doing one avoida, and you're already planning ahead what's going to be the next avoida. So my shayla is this kosher apostle? So the Gemara at this point presents a machlekes, Rav Chisda am apostle, Rabba mar kosher, Rav Chisda mar apostle. Why? Yesh machsheves arelim bizriga, because he holds the machshava of arelim by zrika is a disqualification. Rav Omar kosher, it's okay. Ein machsheves arelim bizriga, we don't take into consideration the thought that you have a shashchit and what's going to be b'shas zrika. And what exactly does that all mean? These are just words. What's the reason? So along comes the word to explain in more detail. Omar Rabba. Here we go. Rabba is now going to come explain what this means. How do I know? How do I know kosher? When you're doing the shechita is fine and good. I'm only having kavana b'shas shechita, but people will have a bris milah. But I'm having a second thought that when I'll get to the zrika should also work for people that are arelim. Rabba says it's A-OK. How do I know that? I'm a Rabba, I mean the law. Here we go, the Tanya. Yochol ha'otin givso b'nei chavura ha'boim imo. Now this is general halacha. And we'll go up one step at a time. You shech the carbon, and in the carbon there's one person that is unfit. He's an RL. So you have a group of five people, and one of the five people is an RL. So if all five would be arelim, that was what we learned in the Mishnah, there's no question the carbon is pasul. If a kohen shechs the carbon pesach, l'shem arelim, pasul. Here we have a different situation where there's only one person who's an orel, but the other four are mulim. So does the one orel ruin it for the four arelim? Yochel, I would think, if so, b'nei chavura, haba mimo, v'dinhu, and it's logical. Please keep it off for a few more minutes. We'll turn it on in a few minutes. Yochel, I would think, v'dinu, this is logical. What's the logical? Since the orla paseles, v'tumah paseles, ma tumah loy osa ba miksas tumah kichol tumah, af orla loy osa ba miksas orla kichol orla. I have a general halacha. I have to assume this to be a given, that if you have five people that are included in your carbon pesach, and one of the five is Tameh, and the other four are Tehoirim, and you shecht it for all five, does the one person who's Tameh ruin it for the other four? Absolutely not. Why not? I don't know. But that's how it is. That's a given. Rashi doesn't tell us why. It's a given. Okay, why it's a given, I don't know. But that's how it is. What we don't know is arelim. Right, what's our dilemma? Our dilemma is you have five people, four are mulim, and one is an RL. Does the one RL ruin it for the other four? So the Gemara says, listen, why should the law of RL be any different than the law of Tameh? Just like a case of Tumah, you have five people. One is Tameh, the four are Tahar. The one that's Tameh does not ruin it for the other four. So too, it's only logical to say that if you have five people, one is an Orel, and four are Mulim, the one Orel is not going to ruin it for the other four. So ma v'dinu ma hoyel v'arlo paiseles v'tumah paiseles ma tumah lo yosu ba mitzas tumah kekola tumah af arlo lo yosu ba mitzas arlo kekola arlo. That's one way of looking at it. Oy klach l'derech zo. Yesterday's daf. What was yesterday's daf? Hoyel the arlo paiseles uzman paiseles. What do we mean? Ma zman osu ba mitzas zman kechol zman. If they have a machshava of mitzas zman, part of the avoda, I have kavana to eat a kezayis. Here's the case. Now we learned yesterday. I'm doing shechita, and the animal, let's say for argument's sake, has 25 kezayis, and I do shechita. 24 of the kezayis I'm going to eat right away. I'm very hungry, but I'm going to save one kezayis for lunch tomorrow. Right? The kohen says I got to eat lunch tomorrow. I'm off duty tomorrow. I need lunch. One kezayis tomorrow. So 25 kezayisim are good. One kezayis machsheves pigel. What happens to the whole carbon? The whole carbon becomes pigel. So what do you learn from this? That one degree of psul ruins it for everyone. So too, if you have a group, and the group has five people. One of them is an Orel, the other four are Mulim. One person's going to ruin it for the other four. So Mazman, also by Mitzazman, Kicholzman, one Kazayis. Ruins it for 24 zaysim. Af orla also ba mitzvahs orla kachol orla. So what's the what is the Gemara here? So the Gemara said we had a crossroads. We have over here a shaila v'yahaf orla. One is an orel, four are mulim. Does one person ruin it for the other four? Do we have a dilemma? Do we compare it to the case of tuma, where one tummy does not ruin it for the other four, or do we compare it to the case of zman, where one kezayis, chutzlazman, ruins it for the other kezayisim? Which one is more comparable? So the Gemara says, Nira, it is, seems reasonable, lemi doime, which is orla more similar to zman or to tuma, donin davar she'enu noig b'chol azvachim, midavar she'enu noig b'chol azvachim. Orla is not noig b'chol azvachim. And tuma is not noig b'chol azvachim, v'al yechiyach zman she'enu b'chol azvachim. The concept of Zman, can you guys hold off just for 2 more minutes? Yeah, 2 more, I'm sorry. I know we're in tight quarters here. Wait another week, we'll be upstairs, so we'll have more revach. The dinam of Zman, what's the dinam of Zman? Zman is, like every carbon has a din Zman. There's no limitation. Whereas Orel and Tumah, let's say a person is an Orel. Can he bring a carbon? Of course he can. He sends the carbon. He doesn't eat for the carbon, but he gives money, and the coin is mark of the carbon his behalf. A person is tame. Can you bring a carbon? Can, certainly can. It's not lechatchil, but he can. If he can't, if he's tame, he can send in money, and the carbon will be offered on his behalf, and someone else will eat it. So tuma and orla is something which is what about the carbon pesach? A person who's an Orel or a person who's Tomei does not bring a carbon Pesach. So it comes out that the din of Orla and the din of Tumah is unique to the din of carbon Pesach. Whereas the din of Chutz Lizman is a halacha that applies every single carbon. So if we have a dilemma, we have a shaila of Orla. Should we compare Orla to the case of Zman, or should we compare Orla to the case of Tumah? It's more logical to say we should compare it to the case of Tumah, because it has more in common with Tumah than it has in common with Zman. Zman is a halacha that applies to every carbon, whereas Tumah is unique to Pesach. And Orla is also unique to Pesach. So it's much more logical. And just like by Tumah, one Tumah does not ruin it for the other to other people, so to one Orla will not ruin it for the other four people. Or maybe we can say that maybe we should compare it to Zman, because there's never an exception to Zman. If you shecht a carbon to eat a kazayis chutz l'zman, it is always possible with no exception. A person who is an Orel is not allowed to bring a carbon Pesach, never ever. Whereas the din of Tumah, there are exceptions. Tumah, Chutra, B'tzibur. There are times when a carbon can be brought in a state of Tumah. So if we have a Shaila by Orla, it's much more logical to compare it to Zman, because it has more in common with Zman in respect to the fact that there is no exceptions. It has less in common with Tumah, where there are exceptions. So it comes that we have this dilemma, going in circles, we can go both ways. So what should Gemara's Tamalem Azayis? So the Gemara resolves our dilemma with the word Zeus. What's the word Zeus? The whole pasuk is Vayemeshel Moshe v'Aaron Zeus Chukas HaPesach Kol Ben Echol Lo Yochal Bo. So what's the drasha? Zeus, my Zeus, Ilem Dekula Orla. If you'll tell me the drasha is Dekula Orla Pasla Miksasa Loi Pasla. What does the word Zeus mean? It says Kol Ben Nechar. Now Ben Nechar means well, you have to read the pasuk before. Tamulai Mahochi Mashma, Abon Malkoch Mulsachwiti, Vhol Orel, if it's possible, Vhol Orel Loyochal Bo. Okay, it says Vhol Orel Loyochal Bo, and then it says Zos, and then Zos Chukasa Pesach, Kobenechal Loyochal Bo, Vhol Orel, it says the beginning of the passage, the word Zos, and at the end of the passage, it says Vhol Orel Loyochal Bo. So from the word call, we make a drasha. Ilam de kula arla pasla, miksasa lay pasla. So here we got, so the Gemara means that this is the makar. Okay, what's our shaila? You have five people. One person is an RL, four people are mulim. The kohen has kavana for both. Does that one RL ruin it for the other four? Definitely not. Because it says, v'chol orel lo yochal bo. The word chol is extra. It could have just said, orel lo yochal bo. Why do we need the word chol? It must be there to teach us. The only time the carbon is possible is when the kohen has kavana for a group, and every single member in the group is an RL. The whole RL. But if only one member of the group is an RL, and the other four people are not RLM, that is not called kol. So that's what the Gemara at this point wants to suggest to drasha. But if that's going to be the drasha, that's not what the Gemara said originally. The Gemara said originally that the drasha comes from the word zos. So what's going on over here? The truth is, here is where we're getting to our shayla, where we want to take the word zos to teach us what's the next step. Where b'shas shchita you had a kavanah for the zrika, that was the shayla of rabba, and that's when the zos is coming to.